This is the Axtell Eagles Locker Room Chats back here on 92.1 KMZA. Mike Smith now joined by Boys Head Coach Lucas Stallinghouse. Coach, you finished the regular season 4-14 on the year, splitting your last two games, a 50-48 win over Wetmore and then a 73-69 overtime loss last night to Blue Valley. Looking at those two games, what would you say maybe stood out to you, and did you see your team's continued improvement on the season executed in those games as well?
Well, I thought that, you know, we still had some little things fundamentally that we didn't do right. You know, our shooting was better in both games. Defensively, though, that was really kind of the disappointing part. You know, against Wetmore, I felt like we played probably, you know, two good quarters. Against Blue Valley, I felt like we played hard the entire game. But, you know, defensively, we just didn't step up there at the end, and they were able to hit some shots and take it into overtime, and that was really kind of the difference in that game.
Well, I know you have a pretty young squad out there for you, and we talked about the improvement throughout the season. Do you feel your players have moved in the right direction throughout the year and maybe are playing a little bit better basketball in this latter part of the season here?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, like we talked about all year, we wanted to be better when we're in February, and I think that we're a lot better now than we were in November. So, you know, we're growing, we're taking baby steps, and, you know, there's going to be disappointments along the way, and, you know, we just have to learn from those really learning opportunities that we have and try and get better.
Has there maybe been anything particular that has stood out in your mind in the improvement of your squad throughout the season here?
Well, I think we've been a lot better at playing as a team. You know, we've really had to come together. We don't have just one person that dominates every night. It's really a team effort, and we've done a lot better job of that and really, you know, coming together as a unit. Really, you know, against Blue Valley, I felt like our offense, we were really running it there in the second half, really probably better than we have all year. So, you know, those are just the little things that we just continue to improve on, and we're going to need to do those things to get where we want to go.
Well, up next you have some sub-state action. You'll take on St. Xavier on Monday, and it will be on the road in Junction City for that one. What's maybe something you're telling your squad to get them prepared for sub-state action as you got a few practices this week before the game next week?
Well, we just have to take it one game at a time and do our best at you know, focusing on the opponent. We have an opportunity to make a lot of noise, but, you know, we have to play our game, and, you know, we've got to come out there on Monday night being ready to play. We know Junction City, St. Xavier is going to give us a good game, and, you know, if we just go out and play our game, we'll be fine. But one game at a time, and hopefully good things will happen.
Well, Coach, this is our last locker room chat of the year. Just want to say thanks for taking the time to talk Axtell Eagle basketball with me here on the radio throughout the season. It's been a pleasure covering you and following your team's progression along the season, and good luck in your sub-state games.
All right, thank you.
That was Boys Head Coach for the Axtell Boys, Lucas Stallinghouse, right there. The Axtell Eagles Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Axtell Grain and the State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch.